I'm going to come to you guys today, and I think you're going to be blessed with this message. So before I read the scriptures, I would like to pray with you guys. Amen. Amen. Lord Heavenly Father, you know what's going on all around the world. Father God, touch our minds and our hearts to be in sync with you. Father God, where there's discord, where there's jealousy, where there's hate, Father God, put your fingerprints upon that person. Change their mind and their spirit. Because Father God, you said you came to serve, not to be served. Hallelujah, God. Allow us to be more in connection with you. As we come to church, Father God, let us put down our petty differences. Let us let our minds go and enjoy the benefit of being in your house, Father God. Allow us to connect with you where we can be able to be a light to a dark world. Father God, this is the house that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. So, Father God, as I decrease, close my mouth and open yours so I can be a beacon and a vessel for you, Father God. This is your house. This is your environment, and I want to talk about you. So we can be uplifted to know that we have a Father who cares. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Scripture reading for today, it is Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, and it reads as such: For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need to be someone to teach you. You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age. Amen. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. And then we come from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from the dead works and of faith towards God, or the doctrine of baptism, laying on of hands of the resurrection of the dead and of the eternal judgment. And the next one, or is that it? Okay, amen. So those are the scriptures I'm coming to you from. And I titled this message, Baby Food versus Solid Food, Meat Spiritually. So I like to talk to Phyllis when I'm preparing my message, and I see what she did up there. Look at that. I like that. But she ain't the only one. Check this out. We're going to look at baby food. Solid food. See, sometimes you got to look at what you need to understand. Sometimes you need to understand. Bobby, don't you need to tell me. Touch that. Hallelujah. I titled this, because a lot of us been in church for a long time, and we still on baby food. See, here it talks about, are you eating baby food or adult food? When you were a baby, you depended on your mother and your daddy for everything. Now, here you go. How many scriptures do you know versus TikTok videos, songs, your favorite artists? Reading the Bible is a good thing. However, we must study it as well. When you first dedicated your life to Jesus, who did you depend on? See, what we need to do as Christians and deacons, I know you get deep in the word and we need spiritual teeth. But see, here's the deal. Sunday message is not the only thing you need to do. You need to get into the word and study the word so God can help you get from baby food to solid food. See, God wants to take what you have and make it into something for others. See, the thing of it is that God said, if you study my word, I'll what? He said, I'll regurgitate it. There are some people that you need to be a witness to, but you got to study to show yourself approved.
You don't go on your job and be there 30 years and sit there and make the same amount of money. You'll look at them like they're crazy. But yet you want to come to church and you want to get one scripture through John 3:16. But how can you be a witness if you don't know how to dissect the body of Christ? See, pastors need to teach. When you study a Bible, if you don't mind, if you look at this Bible here and you see where it has the little things in the middle, that's basically scriptures to take you to another scripture, to take you to another scripture, because your mindset might not get the first comprehension. See, God knows what he's doing. And if you go to different chapters, Luke and Matthew might say the same thing, but are you prepared to receive it? My. Some of us are on baby food. See, once you understand and you need spiritual teeth to dissect the Bible, milk belongs to babies, solid food to those of full age. See, this infancy was the sole condition under the ordinance and requirements of the law. But there was a revelation of the Messiah in connection with these two states of infancy and of manhood, and the development of the word of righteousness, of the true practical relationships of the soul according to its character and ways, was in proportion to the revelation of Christ, who is the manifestation of the character and the center of those ways. See, saints, I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about the church. The church need to be prepared. How can you say you love God when you're not studying his word? How can you get close to anything? How can you study to be whatever if you only go to school once a month? But then you want a degree. Isn't that amazing? Bobby, it's like we want the protection of God, but we don't want God. It's almost like I remember seeing a commercial when the guy pulled up in a Ferrari to this girl and he said, "Do you want that ride?" She said, "Are you insured?" She said, "I can't take that ride." So what I'm saying is we want to play church, deacon. We want to have the mindset. We want to be babies, but we want to walk around like we know everything. We want to be something that we don't want to put time in. God said, if God suffered, what makes you think we're not going to suffer? Hallelujah. If we got to go to church and get up way in the morning and God fasted, oh, I'm using a word that's foreign to some people. You want to get rid of the anger. You want to get rid of some of the stuff. Then put down, oh my God, put down the self-thinking and ask God to help you reveal what's going on. See, a lot of times we want something, but we don't want to suffer. My. This is baby food. And if you know, hallelujah. What we have to understand is, have you ever tasted baby food? It's actually terribly bland. But babies have no other choice without teeth. They certainly can't eat a nice juicy steak. Hallelujah. Sadly, some Christians are content with spiritual baby food. They are so happy to go over the simple truths of the scriptures and don't move beyond the basics of the gospel. By not sinking their teeth in the deeper truths and the more difficult Bible passage, they lack biblical understanding and conviction to make the right choices. See, what God is saying, if you read my word, then I'll allow the Holy Spirit. Some people say common sense. No, it's the Holy Spirit that'll teach you what to do. We sit there and we worried about what's happening in the world today. But God told us, if you know what prophecy is and you understand and you study God's word, this is nothing. Because God is revealing what he needs to do before the Antichrist come in place. See, you need to graduate. You can't sit there and say John 3:16 and sit there and have a conversation with somebody over here that got a doctorate degree. See, they know what pi r square is. You can't come 2 + 2. They know because they went and they did their work. They did their due diligence. What are we doing as Christians? We go to church, we put on our clothes, we look at each other, and we did our thing. But how can you be a blessing to someone else if you don't even have it in you? How can you give something out when you don't have it in you? My. If you want baby food, call yourself a baby. But if you want solid food and you want to drink the milk of righteousness, then you need to learn how to get into the word. You don't need the deacons. You don't need ministers. You don't need God. When my father cut the veil down from top to bottom, he said, you don't have to go through man. You can come to me direct. You got a GPS, a direct connect to God. When you struggle with something, stop talking about you don't understand. God said you have not because you ask not. Hallelujah. When you're going to study your word and God's word, look at what's happening in the world. Every time you go to study God's word, something happens. The mind goes here. The phone rings. Somebody you ain't seen in 10 years. The devil knows what he's doing to try to get you off tilt. But God, if you say, Satan alone rebuke you, devil. I'm studying God's word. I want to get closer to my God. Devil, you would lie. Put the phone in another room. Put it in your car and go into your quiet closet. Sometimes we allow the enemy to come in our spirits because we want to stay on baby food. But God wants us to be on solid food. We can quote this and we can do that, but yet God wants us to walk in connection with who he is. See, we need to be on solid food, especially, oh my God, especially some of us been in church for 20 to 30 years, and we can sing and do all of this, but yet what are we doing? And it starts in your home. My God, you wonder why you fight. You wonder why you argue. It's because you're not on solid food. Hallelujah. As children grow physically, they learn to eat solid food that gives them strength and vitality. In the same way, believers need to take on the responsibility to feed themselves on solid spiritual food. When was the last time you brushed your teeth with, oh my God, with godliness? To fail to do this is to remain spiritually weak and unnourished. I'm not trying to tell you something to make you feel bad. I'm just telling you what the word says. We need to get on solid food. We need to be able to get on solid food. So when they say, what's going on in the world, brother? You say, well, hey, God is in control. God said, my ways and my thoughts are higher than yours. That means that you got to understand where God is coming from. And if you get in your word and you study, the stuff that's happened around us is known to God. He knows what we're going to go through. He knows, but if you're protected, if God is your father, why are you worried? If God is your father, then this stuff you graduated and now you're learning how to interpret it and you're learning how to deal with things and you're learning how to say, mountain move. Hallelujah. God want to use some of you guys in here to be a blessing to others. But if you don't study, how can you get close to him? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How can you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Father God, thank you. To handle the words of the truth, takes diligence and care. So make the time to study and then that truth declare. God is trying to tell us if we study. I remember when I went to college and I was a jock, and you know how they do. They just give you grades just to do something. And I was in Minnesota and the coach told me, and he said to me, my dad said, no, you got to get to study. The coach said, we didn't bring you here to study. We brought you here to play basketball. And my daddy said, well, wait a minute, you need to get an education, because if you don't, then you won't make it. What happens to if something happens to you and you mess up your leg or whatever? But notice how the man said, I didn't bring you in here for education. See, the world wants to tell us what to do, but then God is saying that I want to give you something. Like I taught my kids, I don't want you to have a job. I want you to have a career. I want you to need you. You don't need them. See, but they had to study. Some of them nowadays don't want to study. They think they can get rich by doing a TikTok video, but notice their TikTok is in the mama house, and therefore they need the TikTok out of the mama house to get their own. But you know what? I'm going down a road I shouldn't go. But the point is, hallelujah, we need to understand God wants us to do one thing, and that is to be in sync with him. And if we're in sync with him, then the baby food would fade away. Then we start chewing on solid food. Then we start understanding, wait a minute, I'm not here for Matthew, servant Matt here. I'm here for Deacon. I'm here for my brother. I'm here for my sister. I'm here for my cousin. I'm here for whomever, because if I know what God provides for me, he said it's better to give than receive. My. But if I'm on baby food, I'm 2 years old. Mine. Some of us still do that. Mine. It's my drums. You don't so need to be playing my. You in God's house and tripping on some drums? We have this in the church nowadays. But if you was on solid food, my brother, take your time. You know, just like your jobs. People don't want to cross train nobody because they don't want to lose their job. But if I got God, that job is just temporary. It's all about you, God. You know where you want me to be. If I, oh, some of us have this. That means you can't do this. Hallelujah. And we call ourselves Christian. I'm not talking about the world. The world, like God said, if you're in the world, be the best you are out there. But in here, you got to learn how to do the things that God wants you to do. Saints, we are on baby food because we're not growing. We're sitting there doing a lot of stuff that's not bringing us closer together. People come to church and they look at you like, my. God wants us to learn how to love one another. Love is part of spiritual growth. Forgiveness is part of spiritual growth. Understanding that I got to say, brother, forgive me. I know we haven't spoken in a while. I let the enemy get best of me, but I was wrong. Woo, I was wrong. It takes a lot for a man to say that. Oh, my God, I'm not going to go down that road. And some women, too. Hallelujah. Because what it comes down to is that pride. Do you know what pride? They say, what comes before? Woo! What God is telling us, if you want to be able to dissect some food so you can grow, hey, when I was this little stuff kept me alive to be able to eat some of this. But yet, what are we doing for the word of God? What are we doing to be able to say something to somebody with love? See, sometimes, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, if you can't communicate, you can't build. Think about the Tower of Babel in Genesis when they were talking and they couldn't understand each other. How can you build if you don't communicate? How can I communicate when I don't even understand you? How can I talk to you when all I'm concerned about is what you're doing and what you're looking like? God said in his word, we need to build each other up. We need to be part of the construction team, not the demolition team. We need to be able to go to somebody and say, you know what? Do you need help? Do you need help understanding the word? A lot of us don't want to help nobody because we don't know the word. But yet you go to life applications, you go to Sunday school. Are you there just to be there or are you there to learn? Because God wants us to learn because the world is getting darker and darker. And therefore, we need to get smarter and smarter in the word. I didn't say the world. I didn't say Elon Musk. I didn't say pesos. I said the word of God. Because if God is there, I can look at my brother and say, brother, I love you. That can make something inside of him turn because a lot of us are going through. A lot of our minds are wicked where the enemy wants to take our lives. But if God is in it, you will be able to say something and say, my brother, it's been a while, but brother, I love you. I need your spirit. Iron sharpens iron. But if we're so caught up in us and fighting before we come to church and arguing, we won't be able to notice that man on who, how can God get something in you, if you're so prideful. God wants us as church, as a body of Christ, to be able to do something different. We need to get back to the basics. We need to love God like we did in Revelations when you first met him. It's like a relationship. It was the best thing since sliced bread. You didn't want to get off the phone. It's like you say bye, I say bye. But God is saying, why aren't you? You left your first love. God wants us to be in connection with him so we can be able to give somebody something that God provided to us. Are we conduits for Christ? Are we conduits for Christ? See, and he says something, you ought to be teachers. It wasn't that these were unique people who would hold a unique role of teaching. Instead, they ought to be teachers in the sense that all Christians should be teachers. So what does that mean? What do they say? You don't get old being a fool. You learn something. So if we're teachers in the church, what are we doing 20 years later if this is God's place? What are we doing to embrace one another? What are we doing to show love? What are we doing to say, brother, whatever you need, stop telling people whatever you need, call me. Half of the time, if you don't need it, what you want? But yet we're Christians. My brother, if he catch a flat tire at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm my brother's keeper, I'm gonna be there for my brother. And when I get there, don't be saying, you owe me some gas money. God gave you the money. You see what I'm saying? This is what the world is about. Christians, we got to separate, segregate, so we can be able to say, that brother can say, you know what? Servant Matt was there for me. God was in that brother. He just was there for me. How are we here for others when we can't even understand what they need because we're so caught up in us? God wants us to stop talking about being servants of Christ when we're not even graduating. See, when I was in college, I remember I took some classes as well, and I just got a grade. But as I got older and I realized I earned that grade, so I retained that information, i.e., Aaliyah, do you hear me? That's my youngest daughter. She's in school just to have fun, but she's a freshman. We're going to let that go. But my point is, you know, you got to learn. See, the thing of it is, you can meet friends all day, every day. But when you're in school, get in school and learn. So when I went and I got that grade, I went in there. It's like when you study. You study something and you know, when you don't know, it's like, oh, Jesus, if I don't pass this, my mama going to get me. Can you get that for me? And then next thing you know, you're looking around and all of a sudden the hour's over and you didn't even pass that test. But then as you got older and you got tenure, like, hey, my life is dependent on this. You know, if I don't get this, I'm not going to eat. I got to get a raise. I got to do this. You go and you study, man, leave me alone. Leave me alone, man. I got to pass this test. All of a sudden that test comes out. Oh, you eager to get that test. Boy, you study and they're like, you ain't care. You don't care who's there. That man, when you walk up, like, how did you do? I aced that test. How do you know? I studied for it. If you study something, I'm trying to study for Jesus. So when somebody look at me, they ain't looking at Servant Matt. They're saying, wow, that man knows God. And I'm not talking about scriptures. We could talk about scriptures all day. There's a lot of motivation on the speakers in the pulpit. There's a lot of pimps in the pulpit. But I'm talking about realness. Once you can sit there and have a church and there's people in your church that need something, you can give it to them instead of buying a new car. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the real deal. When God puts it in your spirit, he puts it in your spirit to do the right thing. This is a hospital. A hospital got milk. A hospital got food. A hospital got love. A hospital got everything that it needs. The church is a hospital. We ain't supposed to turn anybody away. We're supposed to love them. And if the man that calls himself, hallelujah, the minister, the teacher, the servant, if he doesn't, in Ezekiel 34, if he doesn't take care of the sheep, God will remove the shepherd. But how can I take care of the sheep when I'm sitting there worrying about how fly I look, how many minutes I'm going to be on Facebook and all this and all that, how many offerings I can take? Those days are over. God wants something rich. God wants something real. He wants something that he can say, that's my servant. Well done, my faithful servant. We as seasoned Christians, we need to set an example. We need to be able to talk to people about God, not worry about their feelings, but worry about their future in Christ. If we worry about their feelings, then we're going to have a problem. We're going to go in there with love and we're going to come out there arguing. Do you know that child had the nerve to say this to me? First of all, you didn't even pray before you went and talked to that child. That child was crazy before you approached him. Father God, give me some spiritual food so I can dissect through this. Even my daughter. My daughter, I love her. Woo. She did something I'm going to tell the world. I love my daughter. I called my daughter one time and I said, honey, I called you a week ago. Oh, your dad, whenever I call, you're going to answer. I said to myself, I wish I could put my fist to the phone. Girl, don't talk to me like that. But anyway, the point is, I love my kid. But sometimes you got to let go and let God. I told her now and she couldn't understand. I said, I'm not your manager anymore. I'm your consultant. See, once you set that foundation, and I did something that she don't like me talking about it. I said, but baby, if you want to earn some extra money, just write, I'll send you a scripture. You write about it, I'll give you something. And then she went through some things and she said, Dad, you were right. See, if we train them up with the way they should go, then they'll come back. But see, we got to put it in their face. If we allow them to do whatever they want, we talk about these kids with these AR-47s. When was the last time a parent been in their house? And I'm sure they say they're a Christian. How can you say you're a Christian when you don't even know which? Oh, my God. For me and my house, are we going to serve who? Who are we going to serve? So if a man is, oh, so he's living with you and he told you not to come in his room, but you paying the bills. My. This is what God said in the last days. But if you turn your life over to God, get on your knees and you fast and pray, God will convict them. God will get into their hearts and their mind. And God will say, no, that is the wrong thing to do. But if you allow them to watch these TVs and these videos, you will be able to understand why they think in this way. Why are they talking like this? It ain't about no video games and all of these games that's killing everybody. And they sit there and say, I thought it was a game. The enemy is getting in our kids' mind because our parents or the parents are not involved in the kids. If they're out of your house, that's different. In your house, you need to be in connection. When was the last time we had dinner together? When was the last time we talked together? When was the last time we had a solid meal together? This is what's going to get us back to where we need to be. I'm not into all of this, you know, hooping and hollering and stuff. My job is to teach you the word. And the word is what God said he will stand on. He said it's his ways and his thoughts are higher. If I don't get up here and teach you the word, I'm not doing my job as a servant. Hallelujah. I got to teach you the word. And what we need today is us to get back to the basics. If I want to know God, I need to read his word. If I want to work at a car dealership, I got to go to the car dealership. We need to read God's word. We need to get into his word. We need to do the things that we need to do to stay connected to that true vine. God said in John 15:5, he says, I'm the vine, you're the branch. A man abide in me and I in him, he'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, he can do nothing. He said nothing. Let's not be like the fig tree. Let's be a fruit that touches others so we can be able to be a blessing. Church, I didn't come here just to come here. I come here to put something on your mind. We need solid food in the church. We need spiritual teeth so we can know why these things are happening. God said in his word, he knows that this stuff is going to happen. But as Christians, we should be adept to understand it so we can explain it to other people. Sometimes we go to people, Deacon Johnson or Deacon Lumsden, I don't know what's going on. Excuse me? You don't know, and I'm coming to you for an answer. Maybe that's my turn to get to Jesus. Maybe you're my connection to Jesus. But if you don't know, what about this Jesus you're talking about? We got to be equipped to answer questions for strangers. Amen? So this is what God is saying in closing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Reading the Bible will help us get to know our Father much better. If you want a buffet of food, God's word, come to life application. Come to Bible study. Come to church regularly. See, you need to apply yourself to the scriptures and the scriptures to yourself. See, what we want is a generic version. I remember, you talk about Cliff Notes. Some of y'all are too young, but with the Cliff Notes, you want the generic version of everything. You know, like now it's the microwave. I remember when mama was cooking, just the aroma of her standing in the kitchen. Now everything is zapped. Then we wonder why our memories are zapped. We wonder why we can't even comprehend stuff. I mean, old age is different, but it's half of the time we look at it and we're like, what? How do you spell this? And what is my number? What is my number? The world is zapping everything. So notice, hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Notice how he has you distracted on the phone where you can't see what's going on around you. Sometimes you need to put that phone down and say, God, guide me. Because there's some people around you that you need to be able to connect with. That phone is the enemy. Don't get me wrong. It has its advantages, but there's a place and time for it. I get it. We need it. But God wants us to that intimate time. It's like relationships. How can you get close? Well, these young kids, they don't know. But how do you get close to somebody if you don't spend time with them? How can I get close to my father if I don't spend time with him? This is what God is telling us. We need to study. With these brothers out here, these musicians, they didn't just pop up and do this. They did all of this. The brother with the drums, mama, daddy, it's boring, but yet it accomplished something. Why do we want it easy? You know, we want part-time God, but if he gives us a part-time, hallelujah, You know, you guys got to understand, this is not a game. This is church. This is where God gives you life. And when he gives you life, he means for you to do the things, to be obedient, to walk and talk in the way that you're connected to the Father. Because everything we've gone through, other people have. We got a lot of letting go. We got a lot of forgiveness. God wants to build us up as a body. It doesn't matter where you go to church or fellowship, because there's only one God. And we need to learn how to take our minds and keep them on Jesus. Because all we do, we get distracted by the enemy. I was guilty. I'm still learning. But if you take 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, then 40 minutes, then an hour, it becomes easy because he's preparing you for it. He knows what you're capable. But here's the thing. Don't just read for an hour just to read. Father God, I need comprehension. Some of these things are not. I can't understand. Father God, I know about David. I know about Bathsheba. I know about Solomon. I know about this. I know about that. But Father God, how do I interpret this on a daily basis where I can understand how I walk with you, Father? I got anger problems, God. Help me. God said you have not because you ask not. And a lot of us are not asking for God to cleanse us. You know, we need to be rid of all the anger in our childhood past and the things that we've gone through. We need to ask God to release that because it's stopping your blessing. It's stopping your growth. Have you ever heard? It's stunning your growth. We're not allowing God to take us from baby food to solid food. Because if we did, we would be a witness to our neighbors and our workers. We're blending in. Brother, don't say it's not my problem. Sister, don't say I don't have nothing to do with it. Because if you're Christ's children, you have a lot to do with his children. And the way we are today, we need to change it. Because God is coming back, and you see all the signs. The world is dark, and God wants you and I to be that light. And when I say a light, you don't have to talk. All you have to do is show the love of Christ. God is looking for one to turn their life around and say, I'm tired of being on baby food. I want solid food. And if you ask God, he will help you become an adult in the word. How many of you guys are ready to have spiritual teeth to dissect the word? Let me see a raise of hands. How many? That's what we need to do. And all God is asking us for is 5 or 10 minutes a day, and then he'll do the rest. I want to make it with you, but I need you to help me. We ended this together. This is not coming to church and look good. This is coming to church and getting some junk out of you. And I know it's not easy. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah.